This time of year, a lot of people contemplate suicide. Don't be a statistic. Call the Suicide Prevention Hotline, sponsored by Nike. 1-888, just do it.
By the way, I'm going to have to get the gardener to trim this palm tree behind me here. It's looking looking rugged on the bottom there.
Yeah.
Javier, go trim that tree, will you? All right. Sorry, got that out of my system.
They trim their palm tree or coconut trees a lot in Hawaii because I guess there's a lot of liability of coconuts falling on people.
Did you see people climbing the trees? How do they do that? They got like a bucket truck or what?
Yeah, bucket truck.
Yeah, okay, so they don't have barefoot native dude in a grass skirt climbing a tree with his bare feet? Yeah. No?
No.
Yeah, I would have wanted to see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey, welcome to 154. You heard the lady. This is Both Mics, the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Welcome to 154. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey guys, Both Mics is a show, a podcast about nothing and everything. Mike Sofka is over there.
And Mike Taylor's over there. And we're both. Yes. Mics. That's how we did that. All right. Like so,
154.
Yes.
Both Mics.
Yes.
Check us out. BothMics.com. We have a merchandise page.
Yes.
Go on over there. Check it out.
Yes. And let me know where you're listening or where you want to listen. You'll find us everywhere. You'll find us where you find stuff. Make sure you hit the subscribe and notifications as well. So whenever we do get off our lazy asses and put out a show, you'll be notified right away.
Anyway. Exactly.
Last show was a birthday show, kind of like the Hawaii show. What's that?
One in the same, yep.
Yeah. So that was good. That was good. Hopefully you listen to 153. You like that. If not, screw you. I don't care. But go listen anyway, please. Please welcome to 154. If you don't know, this is a show about nothing and everything. So, Mike, what are we talking about today?
Nothing.
Okay, we'll talk about everything.
Take care.
So, Elon Musk, we haven't done a alien update in a while, so let's do an alien update right here. When we're talking about the alien update, of course, we're talking about people that, well, I think they're from another planet or they've had help from people from another planet. We're talking about people like Elon Musk. We're talking about Bill Gates. We're talking about the Zuckerberg. We're talking
Ramsey.
Yeah, all these people that. Don't tell me that these 7 people out of 7 billion people on the planet are that much smarter than everybody. They've gotten some sort of alien interaction or they themselves are aliens. But Elon Musk is in the news lately because, well, the Twitter sale did go through. And of course, he's been CEO, but he tweets out stuff and he tweets out polls. And he tweeted out, should I resign as CEO? And it was 57% said, yes, he should. So he's going to, I think this is rhetorical for him. I think he was going to step down anyway and be the CFO or be on the board or whatever his position was going to be. I mean, he's trying to build cars, send people to Mars. He doesn't have time to be screwing around with all this on Twitter. But have you noticed?
His stock is taking a shit.
Well, yeah, he just unloaded like another 10 million shares. So that's going to happen.
Didn't he just make like Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. CEO today?
Oh, I don't know. I might have missed that already.
That in the headline. I also saw that the kid that has the Twitter account that tracks his airplane.
Yeah.
That page was shut down this past week.
Yeah. Well, it's a personal safety thing. He had somebody chasing down his wife in his car, and his wife and his kid are in this car, and somebody's chasing them down. Then they're at like a stoplight or somewhere they were stopped, and he's getting around with his cell phone, beating on the car and stuff. I mean, people are crazy, dude. You can't have stuff like that. I get it. I get it. You know, especially a polarizing figure like him where he's I don't know if you've seen these Twitter releases. You got to read that stuff, Mike. The Twitter files is what they're calling it. And there's like three or four different reporters that he's given this access to, and each one of them has put out like 20 or 30 things. It's like day one of the Twitter files, day six of the Twitter files, and they tell you everything that was going on, from how Twitter, Musk is exposing this. He's showing you how Twitter assisted in stealing the 2020 election, how former FBI people have been working there. Jim, whatever the hell his name is, former FBI guy, head of the FBI, James Baker, that's who it is. But he went by Jimmy there. He was the content moderation guy. All these FBI and CIA people have been working at Twitter, and they had the position that they wanted to fuck up our country. So here we are with the leadership we have, and they participated in that wholeheartedly. The Hunter Biden laptop, I don't know if you're aware of this yet, Mike. I know I've only talked about it for 2.5 years, but the Hunter Biden, they squashed that whole story. They claimed it was Russian disinformation, where 57% of people that supposedly did vote for Biden went on to say if they knew about the Hunter Biden laptop, that they would definitely have not voted for him, because everybody now knows he's the big guy and his cash bump was 10% on every transaction that Hunter Biden did. So my question is, my comment is, Elon, I believe somebody's trying to kill you. Yes, Elon, I believe that they're trying to follow you. And yes, you have every right to shut down whoever you want to shut down in the name of free speech, but they're going to call it something different. You have every right to do that because you just bought Twitter. God bless you. It's not publicly traded. You don't have to answer to any woke mob or anything like that. You're just going to treat it real. And I'm glad you're exposing these things. I'm glad you're exposing all the corruption, the swamp, the deep state, all those things. My hope and my prayers is that all my friends and relatives will read the Twitter files so that they will catch up to where I've been for the past year and a half. That's all I'm going to say about that.
The Elon Musk will appoint Donald Trump Jr. as Twitter CEO.
I like it.
Labeled as satire.
There you go.
Some blogger blogged it, and yeah.
Well, you always the grass isn't always greener. You know, you don't bitch about who you got until you know who's coming in to replace that person, because it could go south.
Exactly. You know, I learned that in my 20s. Luckily, I was young enough to learn.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's about free speech. And when you have a government agency picking up the phone and calling you on a red bat phone, like a hotline, and telling you to delete somebody or to stop this because it's going to bother you in your political career, that's a problem. That's called infringing on someone's First Amendment right to free speech. When the government or an agent acting on the government's behalf prevents you from speaking or being heard, that's a problem. That's a violation of the First Amendment. It's very obvious to everyone in the world. Please, Mike, I'm begging you, and if you're listening to this, folks, I'm begging you to go check out the Twitter files for yourself. They've had like a week of them already, and there's like 20 or 30 of them each time, and they're exposing what's happened. They're exposing the truth. Each day, it started out a drip at a time, but now it's almost like a full running faucet. There's so much information coming out. By the way, not trying to be overly political, but they just passed an 11,000-page bill that they weren't allowed to read. In that bill had at least $42 billion going to Ukraine still. And Zelensky came to the U.S. and spoke to Congress today, probably divvying out new account numbers, because the FTX laundry scheme they had through Ukraine is now the kids in jail and all that. So a lot's been happening while you were away, Mike. I wanted to make sure I caught you up there.
Yeah, the world looks the same to me.
That's the problem, dude. I'm glad. Just do me a favor, dude. Just look at the Twitter files. Read the Twitter files. And it's not a joke. It's not a Babylon Bee thing. It's real shit that's really happening. And it just doesn't matter to not enough people. And that's going to be the downside of our country, dude. When a lot of people say, well, it doesn't affect me. Well, it's going to affect you. It's like the whole electric. Did you hear Toyota today? The president and CEO of Toyota came out and said the electric car fad is a bunch of woke mobsters and a bunch of executives at all the major car companies that are too scared to piss them off by coming out and saying that's the wrong friggin' direction to go in.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I knew that before it happened.
Yeah, it makes me want to go out and buy a Toyota, basically. I mean, that guy gets it. You know, he's got, I got Chevy dealers and shit that were selling a Bolt a couple years ago, and it was a $100,000 car. They couldn't charge that much, so the government gave him 50 grand for everyone they rolled off the curb when they first came out. Now you got to spend 25 grand to get the battery replaced, dude. It's crazy.
On the cheap end, yeah.
I say, if you don't use solar power and windmills to charge your electric vehicle, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating the system. Go put up a windmill to charge your electric vehicle. Then we'll talk.
I've always been a proponent of hydrogen. You know, why not make it run on hydrogen? What's your exhaust on hydrogen when you burn it?
Water.
Water?
Yep.
So, got to be water in this.
I mean, people who knew people on a Hindenburg would, you know, differ to, you know, have a different opinion, I'm sure. I mean.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure technology's gotten better over 100 years. Shit, just in the past 50 years it has. In the past 10 years. Every year they got to sell us a new one of these things, dude. There's new and exciting features on it every year. You don't want to miss out.
And mine sucks. Whenever I'm around, like, a, you know, an area where there's extra people, like in a shopping area, even like City Walk at Universal, my phone does not work like it should. It doesn't, you know, my G5 isn't G5-ing.
No, hardly no one has that. That's all a myth, dude. That's all, yeah. So that bill I was talking about before that they weren't allowed to read, but they had to pass it to see what's in it.
Was it the fact they weren't allowed to read it, or they weren't given a month to read 11,000 pages?
No, they were given it like 4 a.m. yesterday and had to vote on it today. It was that type thing, like 9 hours or whatever they got. So it was $1.65 trillion omnibus bill. And the thought and the pitch behind it was this is going to keep the government open, because we know the Republicans are going to come in January into the House and they're going to destroy everything. So this was a last minute cash grab by these people. I'm going to go over a few highlights of the bill. There was like so many million dollars going for shrimp, so many million dollars going for salmon, so many million dollars to go for border improvements in third world countries, but none for our border at the south of us, where they're trying to end Title 42 and let the floodgates open. And there's like millions of people waiting to get in, dude. I don't know. You should look into that, too. You should check out the border. The White House will tell you, and the politicians will tell you, that there's no crisis at the border. There's a crisis at the border. It's a humanity crisis, and it's bad for everyone on both sides. And I just hope that someone takes it serious and does something about it, because I feel bad for the people trying to come here, and I feel bad for people who got to deal with them coming there to their town. You're in a town of 1,200 people. You're not built to host a million people that are illegally entering the country. It's just bad, dude. It's bad. So anyway, I'm glad you're not vacationing at the border, like going to Tijuana or something, taking the kids to see a donkey show or something.
Yeah, no. Not this year.
When's the next cruise? When's the next vacation?
Monsters of Rock, bro.
That's February?
No, it's actually going to be late April, early May this year. Mm. And it's going out of Port Canaveral. So it's a 2-hour drive, and there's going to be a pre-party. And we got a teaser email about it yesterday, that there's going to be a resort and there's going to be a gigantic multiple stage thing going on by the pool. And so they haven't told us what resort yet it's going to be at, but people have kind of figured out that it's going to be at the Radisson on like A1A, because if you go to the Radisson and try to make a reservation for the day before, they're booked. They're not taking reservations. But any other day, you can book a reservation. So this one mysterious day at the end of April, you can't make a reservation.
Any hint on who the bands are going to be on that? What's it? It's like a go-away concert or something?
They call it a pre-cruise party. And those are the ones they used to have at the Magic City Casino in Miami. But now that the boat that we're taking, Mariner of the Seas, is going out of Port Canaveral, they're changing up their game. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping they'll send us an email on Christmas, like a Christmas thing. You know, they usually do that. Like they'll send some kind of random email, you know, announcing a new band or something on the Christmas day. So we'll see.
All right. So are you going to go to any of the theme parks between now and then?
I'm thinking of doing Busch Gardens on President Weekend.
Have the kids been there before, Busch Gardens?
No, I haven't been to Busch Gardens since I dated a chick in Tampa in 2008. It's been a while.
It's well worth, you can have like extra, like they have a safari ride, but then they have like add-ons on top of it where you can like feed the giraffe and stuff like that. And it's just like the caretaker and the giraffe or whatever, and kids get to feed the giraffe, and then they have one for elephants and stuff like that. So yeah, check into those things before you go. Maybe book them ahead of time online or something if you can. But I remember the kids love that stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Sanders a big fan of giraffes.
And then maybe he'll get on a roller coaster for the first time, or no? Does he go on a roller coaster yet? Is he tall enough?
Yeah, he's 46 inches, and he's been on the kiddie type ones at Universal and Disney. So he's been, you know, they're not real kiddie ones, but they're not adult ones for sure. But he's getting to that point where he can ride that stuff, you know, depending on the state.
Well, we're gonna have to do a Monsters of Rock thing ahead of time, I guess. Just let me know when you got your act together for that, and we'll do it. Let me know when you want to do it. We'll do it. Like, who's the headliner this year?
I think Tesla again, Extreme, and Tesla are like the bigger acts that are that'll be showing up this particular year. Let me see if I can find that email that they sent.
Are they still doing the one out of California too, or no?
No, they haven't done that. They only did it that one time in 2016.
That was enough,
cool, because I guess logistically, you know, they didn't make enough money on it. But it was kind of cool. Catalina Island we went to, and Ensenada, Mexico. Ensenada, Mexico, you can keep. But Catalina Island, you know,
Did you see the movie Step Brothers?
No, I can't.
They talk about the Catalina wine mixer is the big event. The Catalina wine mixer. That's why I asked.
Beautiful island, but you know, you got to have money to live there. It's 30 miles off of the coast, and it's actually part of Los Angeles County, which I thought was strange.
All right, so I'm seeing on the website here, Tesla, like you said, Autograph.
Yep.
Extreme.
Burning Witches, I have no idea. Yeah, DAD is good. Dora is good. Great White, Faster Pussycat is always on.
Mac Sabbath. Dude, you have to see Mac Sabbath. That's people dressed up like the McDonald's people. Time. Oh, did you? They're good, dude.
Yeah. I didn't know they were on this cruise.
Great White.
Ted Pauley, who is the lead singer for Danger Danger, a
winger,
very cool Jersey band.
Your boy John Corabi and Eddie Trunk.
Yeah, they're always on board.
Striper, you can get your Christian rock on. Kix.
I found Michael Sweet's wallet once, and sure enough, that's his real name. It was on his credit cards. Ted Pauley. Oh, what is this thing doing?
When you swipe this credit card at the bar, how'd that go?
Nice. No such luck. But Joel Hoekstra, who's from Whitesnake, he's on there all the time. He's actually doing TSO, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Not the one that I saw this past week, but there's two touring groups, and he's in the other touring group. Kix, they're out of Maryland. They're really good. Michael Schenker Group, MSG. They are, he's going to be there. He should be good. Vanderberg, he's another guy from White Snake. He's going to be there. Yeah. And they're always, like, they'll have another day or a couple different announcements between now and in April. I'm hoping for a few different bands. I'd like to see Lita Ford again. Night Ranger would be nice. And Keel. Not many people are a fan of Keel, nor was I when I was young, but now I'm a fan of Keel because I've got to meet Ron a few times, and he had a solo album that came out almost 10 years ago now that was really, really, really good.
It's not going to be long. That a lot of these bands are going to be dying off, dude. You're not going to have a chance to see them again. I mean, it's just age. They're going to age out.
It's happening. It's happening now, man. It sucks. You know, you figure a lot of these guys are probably, 10, 15 years older than us?
Well, I know.
Chris's birthday was yesterday. Chris from Kiss, dude.
Yeah.
Turned 77 yesterday.
It's crazy, dude.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah.
You got the guys in the Rolling Stones. You know, they drank so much, they can't die. It's like they drank embalming.
They're already embalmed.
Yeah.
They're already embalmed.
Yeah, no, even my guy Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, that's his birthday. They were recording this here on the 22nd, and he's been ill past couple months, and he had a procedure or something before that. Or, you know, it's hush hush, nobody knows nothing. But you know, I that's the big draw, you know, for a lot of times to see them. But they are scheduled to come back through Central Florida here in March. Tickets went on sale here in the past day or so. Yes. I don't have a plan to go yet. I'd like to, but just might not work out again, so we'll see.
Yeah, I saw that Hard Rock Live thing show up on my feed somewhere, and I was like, "Holy crap! Wow!"
Yeah, and that's sad because it's winding down the days. You know, there's going to be less opportunity. You know, I've seen them a bunch of times, and I've missed a bunch of times as well. But it is what it is. Sometimes you can't. You know, as you get older, shit breaks. So, you know.
Yep.
Hips, yeah. Legs, ankles, knees, all that crap.
Exactly. Living proof. I am living proof.
So what else is going on here?
Not much. You know, I got plans to go down to Orlando this weekend coming up. Going to see Mom for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Staying at the Omni.
It's supposed to be cold, dude. Christmas Eve, it's gonna be like 20 degrees, dude. It's gonna be cold.
Yeah, well, that's I picked the Omni because they have like a water park and they have swimming pools. I figured the kids would love it. And they turn around and tell me it's gonna be 30 degrees this weekend. So, yeah.
Their bluff. Expect to be able to go into the pool and on the slides.
Right. Let's see. Orlando, Saturday, high of 44. Sunday, high of 45. Low of 32 both days. And then by next week, a low of 69, a high of 80. Go figure.
All right, so this will probably be the last show that we do for the year this year. So yeah, I just pulled up something on techcrunch.com, and they've got three counterintuitive 2023 predictions about Musk, SBF, and even Kraft, they said. Goes on to say, major CPG brands start selling cannabis products, wiping out a lot of the cannabis startups that were operating in the relative shadows. And then they talk about why. So if you're investing in weed stocks, number two prediction for 2023, instead of drive further crypto regulation, Sam Bankman-Fried and the abrupt implosion of FTX actually winds up playing a minor role in new regulations that get enacted. So they go on to talk about that as well. And then Twitter ends up costing Musk far more than the $44 billion he and his investors have paid for it. I think they're expecting him to take a bath on it. So interesting stuff. Mike, do you have any predictions of your own for 2023?
I haven't even thought about it. And believe it or not, I got an email from my boss today saying, we're having a meeting tomorrow online and bring your predictions for 2023 and your goals for 2023. I've been busy. I don't know. I flew halfway across the planet for 2 weeks and still trying to freaking catch up on my sleep. I slept for an hour and a half on the plane on the way home. Horrible, horrible. And do I ever goal set or you know put goals out there for the year? Not really, no. But this year less than any other year because I've been freaking busy.
Now, here's the thing I don't agree with. Okay. We talked about that FTX thing when you were before you left on to go to Hawaii, and this Sam Bankman-Fried guy who embezzled and stole a bunch of money and then donated it all through the washing machine in Ukraine to the deep state politicians, and they just released him on $250 million bond. Now, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
If you're being accused of cheating people out of billions, would it be, and your bond is $250 million? And you have a little bit of money lying around that nobody knows about. Why is this guy even out on the street?
Yeah. Now I figured they set it that high because he wouldn't be able to post it. Wow. He posted it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, he had Bernie Madoff money. It was another Ponzi type thing, dude. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul and paying everybody on the way to, you know, it catches up with you after a while. You know, you run a real high return. So people aren't asking questions. They're just handing you money.
Right, and he'll probably go to jail for 4 years to get out in good behavior and be able to keep all those billions of dollars.
They re-released supposedly the rest of the JFK files. Now, the JFK, we're talking about where you first learned about the word conspiracy theory from the JFK assassination. They finally released some of the files, and they're all highly redacted. There's a lot of blackout stuff because the CIA doesn't want you to know that they orchestrated the killing with the mafia. So you got that. You missed that while you were gone, Mike.
The mafia, the Russian mafia.
No. Trump is the one who colludes with the Russians. It's always Russia, Russia, Russia. That's Trump. You got to get your story straight here, buddy. You got to get your conspiracy straight.
With the Stephen King novel. The Stephen King novel had the Russians involved.
Yeah. They're saying we might get snow here on Christmas, dude. It's on the interwebs. It must be true.
Right.
I hope not.
Well, if it was now, just, you know, the past 2 days we've had rain here, so there's enough moisture in the air.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't want to have snow here. No.
Dude, like it'll be more than an inch if we do.
I don't know.
Has it ever been snow in Orlando?
Yeah, it has. I don't know when. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it has snowed in Central Florida. It has snowed in Florida. I've been in snow in Northern Florida, and I've been in snow in Georgia before. That wasn't a lot of fun. You know, the thing was in Georgia, it was hilarious because I just started working in a car business and in the Atlanta area. And when they got notification that it might snow in a couple days, everybody ran out and bought four-wheel drives. We had like 12 four-wheel drive purchases in one day, the day before it snowed, because those people didn't want to get caught without a four. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Stay the F home for one day. How about that?
Yeah, a snowstorm, you might be laid up for 2-3 days. And people would go to the grocery store. And, dude, there was one time that we were expecting a blizzard. You know, it might take you out for 3-4 days. Tops. And they had me come out of the produce department and run a cash register.
Wow.
Because there were so many people there. And I went back to the produce department when I was done, and there was literally nothing on the shelves.
Wow.
It was like some collard greens. That was it. Like everything was gone. Like what's wrong with people? You know, they panic over snow? Really? All right.
Well, the Northeast just got hammered with it.
Who?
The Northeast, they just got hammered with it a week or two ago. Now they're going to get hammered with it again. Northeast of this country, big bomb cyclone and lots of snow.
Well, it was my daughter-in-law posted online it was 70 degrees in Denver today.
Well, yeah, that's not in the Northeast. Yeah.
Right. But it's also Denver, 70 degrees.
Last damn time global warming.
Last time it snowed in Orlando, actual snow, was January 19th, 1977.
There you go.
That's because snow is extremely rare in Florida, so much less here in Orlando. Yeah. There's some man-made exceptions, no kidding.
By the way, I'm going to have to get the gardener to trim this palm tree behind me here. It's looking rugged on the bottom there.
Yeah.
Javier, go trim that tree, will you? All right. Sorry, got that out of my system.
They trim their palm tree or coconut trees a lot in Hawaii because I guess there's a lot of liability of coconuts falling on people.
Did you see people climbing the trees? How do they do that? They got like a bucket truck or what?
Yeah, bucket truck.
Okay. So they don't have barefoot native dude in a grass skirt climbing a tree with his bare feet? Yeah. No?
No.
Yeah, I would have wanted to see that.
The Jungle Book type thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, a bunch of different times we've seen them trimming the trees and cutting the coconuts out of the trees.
So you had talked about Monsters of Rock before, and they also released Welcome to Rockville, the lineup. The festival I usually go to. Not sure I'll be attending this year. Yeah,
is that the one that has Motley Crue one night?
Nope.
No, that's Hellfest or something.
Yeah, something like that. I'm pulling up their website and they got all this animation stuff clogging it up, slowing down. So I'm not even going to pull it up. I'm gonna try to do it another way and just pull up just the bands.
Wow.
Let's see. Hang on here. Lots of bands that I'm sure that you would not see, Mike. But
yeah.
I'm gonna do justice here. I'm gonna whip through some of these names here. Here it is right here. I'm gonna pull this up.
I see two bands I would like to see.
All right, here we go. Let's see here. La 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 la. Pulling it up. Come on. Load. It's a loading, forever loading. Deftones are going to be there. Would you like to see Deftones, Mike?
No, thank you.
Incubus, yes or no?
No, thank you.
See, I've seen both of those already. Rob Zombie.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen Rob Zombie before. Oh, here's one of my favorites, dude. Queens of the Stone Age. Dave Grohl was in that band for a little while.
Really?
Yeah. Pussifer. Would you want to see Pussifer?
No.
Trivium. They have Orlando ties. Trivium.
Nope.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Nope.
Alice Cooper.
Yes.
You've seen him twice, or you want to see him
again? I've seen him twice. I'd see him again.
Okay.
Maybe more. Actually, no, I've seen him three times. He was on Monsters of Rock last year. I saw him last year.
How about the Mars Volta?
No.
Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria. One of their guitar players is actually from the town I grew up in New Jersey.
There you go.
Stevers, Travis Stevers, I think his name is.
Black Veil Brides.
Yes, that's the third one. That's the three that I'd like to see.
I saw them last time. I thought they were. I saw them at the Orlando thing here, though. The one they have in Orlando, not Welcome to Rockville. Yeah. The iHeart station here.
You missed part of them. Yeah, but
no,
yeah,
no, Black Veil
Brides, Rob Zombie are the three that I would go see, but they're all spread out.
Well, I also see Avatar, which was really good when I saw them. Bullet for My Valentine, which is good when I saw them. Blackstone Cherry, which were great when I saw them. I remember those acts. In particular, I like Black Veil Brides. I did like that. Avenged Sevenfold, Evanescence, Hardy. I've heard one song by this dude or this band Hardy about drinking. I Prevail, Motionless in White, Asking Alexandria. Buddy, this is a pretty good show. My wife's going to hate it.
Yeah.
She would like it for Godsmack, but she would hate it for Tool, Deftones, Pantera, Slipknot. She's not a fan.
Yeah, well, that Hellfest has some pretty good.
Where's that at? That's in England, right? The UK?
I'm not sure where it's at.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in the UK.
Like But yeah, it's Kiss, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Alter Bridge, Iron Maiden, Pantera, Slipknot. You know, that's the bigger names. And even the smaller bands, you know, the Cult, Clutch, Testament. But, you know, so be
it. You know, we are close to the break here. We're up against it. So I do want to pull up our sponsor for this show. In 153, we were sponsored by Tobacco Flavored Doritos, menthol, coming soon to a downtown 7-Eleven near you. This one's a little bit different. You know, this is on a serious note here. This is a time of year where a lot of people contemplate suicide, they end up ending their lives, they end up, you know, it's too much, the pressure, the stress. I get it. So this year, right. Nike, the footwear company that makes little Middle Eastern, Chinese kids work on your shoes for 38 cents that you buy for $250. Nike is sponsoring the suicide hotline this time of year, and they've got a new number for you that they wanted me to give out. Dial 1-8, just do it. 1-8, just do it is the new suicide hotline number they want you to call. So I know it's around the holidays. We do take that serious here. So make sure you keep that Nike number on hand. The suicide prevention hotline, 1-800-18, just do it. We'll be right back after this word from Nike and the suicide hotline. Don't go anywhere.
This time of year, a lot of people contemplate suicide. Don't be a statistic. Call the Suicide Prevention Hotline, sponsored by Nike. 1-888-JUST-DO-IT.